Question 18. At the turn of the 20th century, railroads held a virtual monopoly over intercity domestic passenger travel. Only an occasional riverboat or coastal steamer would provide competition, and if it did, at costs roughly equal to rail and at elapsed times usually 3 or 4 times as great. The rail share of intercity travel by common carrier in 1900 was almost certainly at the 90% level or greater, and the rail share of service by all modes was probably not much lower, as the mass-market automobile had yet to appear in large numbers. The economic and political forces propelling the development of internal combustion engine technologies using highways and airways were just beginning to be visualized, and no one had yet taken off in a heavier-than-air flying machine. By 1970, however, the rail share of common carrier traffic was heading below 10%, and the rail share of all transport modes was about 1% or a bit below.